Hi, this is Brett Kirk. You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy.
Melissa Haberfield was recommended to me by a client of mine in my other life called Jim Mayer, and she currently works as a physio for the North Melbourne AFLW team and is part of a research project on injuries within women's football at La Trobe University called La Trobe Sport and Exercise Medicine Research Centre. Melissa has also worked with the Australia gymnastic team and other basketball teams in her role as team physio. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Melissa.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's a pleasure. So you're involved in the research project at La Trobe University, specifically about injuries in women's football. Can you tell us a little bit about that project and how it began and who's in the team?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the La Trobe Sport and Exercise Medicine Research Centre, we had a real focus on women in sport as part of the LASM team. And our great leader, Professor Kay Crosley, decided that in the first season of AFLW that we would approach the AFL, and we were interested a lot in injury prevention in the women. We knew that ACLs were probably likely going to be a problem and maybe other injury as well, and we wanted to get on the front foot. And really we wanted to know about what was already being done, what strategies were being used, what barriers were there to implementing them, what kind of support the players and the staff needed. And really over the next two seasons of AFLW, it's really evolved into this project with the AFL where we've developed the Prep to Play program, and we can talk more about that.
Yeah, wow. So tell us about the key findings over that 2 years.
Yeah, so really the early stats coming out of the AFLW showed that women were about 9.2 times more likely to injure their ACL than their male counterparts. And we take it with a grain of salt. We don't want people to get too worried about the statistics because we really think the benefit of playing sport much outweighs the risk of getting an injury. So we really still want to encourage girls to take up footy and enjoy their time.
So 9.2 times, that's quite high. Although, as a Hawks supporter, I just saw Jarman Impey to his ACL. So it's definitely something happens to men as well.
That's right.
But is it just a lack of education? Is there factors involved that we can then put something in to prevent?
Yeah, it's so multifactorial, and that's a big part of the issue, is it's not just one clear thing. There's so many components to it. And you're right, like, men still do their ACLs, right? So it's all part of sport. It's all part of footy. We're not going to prevent every injury. ACLs are still going to happen. But as it sits, women in other sport are only about 5 times more likely to do their ACL. So the AFLW numbers are sitting just a little bit high still. But again, like, they're really short seasons. So we just have to take it all with a grain of salt. But we're better to get on the front foot and try and do something rather than nothing.
We have had someone else on our show that worked in with injuries with women's sport and was interested in the football side of things. They said that when women are menstruating, that's hard. They're more susceptible to those kind of injuries. Is that the truth?
Yeah, the jury's still out on that research. So there needs to be a lot more research done. There's some early evidence showing that maybe there's a time in a woman's cycle where she may be more have more laxity in her ligaments, but we really don't understand that relationship yet. So again, it's important to interpret that sort of stuff with care and really just knowing that that's not the only factor. It's the same thing with shoes. I have a lot of players say, oh, are these shoes going to make me rupture my ACL?
Right.
And we just don't know enough. So the way to think about it is there's some things we can control and there's some things we can't control. So
I know that I'm more likely to injure someone else when I've got menstruating. But
yeah, maybe that's true. And that can't be helped.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's is that something I can control or not control? So there's lots of potential influences that we don't know about yet or haven't, or the research hasn't been done
enough. So we understand pretty well what the risk factors are. And again, we divide it into two sort of categories, modifiable and non-modifiable. So some examples of modifiable things are movement patterns, strength, football skills, things like that, that we really can teach and make better. Some of the non-modifiable things are being a woman, can't change that, and genetics, like the width of our bones and things like that. We can't change that stuff. So let's just focus on what we can change and what we can control, and let's make girls a lot more rounded, expose them to a lot more movement techniques and really teaching them safe techniques of how to move and how to play footy. Yeah.
Although I remember when Melissa Hickey did her ACL, I was at that game and it just looked like the most innocuous kind of incident.
They often are. So the main mechanisms are usually jumping and landing onto one leg, and where the player may land out of their what we call the base of support, so their foot goes out a little bit and then the knee just collapses. Or they usually do it when they're going in for a change of direction or what we call a deceleration movement, where they're trying to slow down for a tackle or something, and they usually again overstride and their knee just can't cope. So again, it all comes back to that movement patterning, and that's what we're trying to teach in the prep to play stuff, is how to warm up properly, how to practice your movement skills, and then how to put that into footy specific situations.
And is changing something about the game, would that help, like would there be less tackling or
no, you the know, whole point
no like, I was going to say it's a bit of an issue in the football world at the moment.
I think no, because if we're talking about the same issue with the boys, that's not the approach we have. So I'll give you an example. If you think about this, like it's really clearly shown in statistics that men between the ages of 17 to 25 are more likely to have a road accident, but we don't not let them drive. So why are we saying with girls in footy?
Although perhaps we should say that.
Maybe, but you know what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, I do.
That's not the answer. We want our girls to be involved. We want our girls to play sport. Yep. It's just that we historically don't have the base in footy, so we, from a young age, haven't been taught these movement skills and these movement patterns historically. That's going to change with the next generation coming up who've been playing since Auskick. Like, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the game skill level changes and things like injuries might change as well as some of the girls that have been on the pathway for the whole time.
That's right.
Now, just to shift gears a little bit, you have worked with the Australian gymnastic team and the basketball teams in your role as team physio.
Yeah.
Is there any big differences now in your role as the team physio for the North Melbourne AFLW team?
Yeah, I think that's a really cool part of my job, is like working in different sports, and I've been really lucky. So I've travelled with the rhythmic gymnastics team and the acro teams overseas, which is really fun. And then I've done a bunch of work with Basketball Vic in their state squads, and won a few medals at nationals and things like that, which is really cool. What I love about working across different sports is stealing from different sports, so taking what the gymnasts do really well and thinking about how I could put that into our footy program. I think, yeah, there's differences in every team you work with, even within the same sport. If you change clubs, there'll be differences. But I think a big part of what I love about working in the AFLW is being in that elite environment. It's really cool. Even though we're still part-time, we're not fully professional yet, the girls or the staff, but being in the club, having access to the facilities, the gym, the recovery, everything, it's really cool. So that's a step above what I've had with the other sports that I've worked with.
And of course, dealing with football being a much more contact sport.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a new level of learning, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely, because we've got to, you know, think about the head injuries and that sort of stuff a lot more. But we have also a doctor on our team, which is very handy. So any of that sort of concussion stuff, the doctor will take care of that, which is good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, saves me.
I'm talking with Melissa Haberfield from La Trobe University and also the team physio at the North Melbourne Football Club. Can I, one last question, what's the role of a physio on game day?
Yeah, so on game day, and in AFLW, we'll travel with the team and everything, so it's really fun. But on game day, it's about sticking to the schedule, so there'll be a tight schedule. We get the girls ready, so lots of taping, and then we get the girls doing what we call their individual prep. So that could be individualised exercises that they need to do depending on their history to warm up, so we help and oversee that. We then lead like a mobility and activation session, which goes for about 10 minutes, and we're really getting them waking their muscles up. And then we even going into more dynamic stuff like jumping and landing and some pushes from their teammates and things, just to get them working on their skills, their movement skills, before we go out onto the ground. Then it's just about going through the on-ground warm-up and then being on the sideline and hopefully not running out on the field. I always say, if I don't have to do anything, then I'm having a good day, because hopefully all the hard work is done during the week, and our game day role, if we're doing our job well, or we hopefully don't have to do too much on game day. And then after the game, it's just about recovery. So we make the girls go through a recovery series on the day, and they all got to know it really well. So as the season went on, we sort of stood back, and the girls really self-led, and yeah, they really understood the importance of it all. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, my physio, I had a foot injury this year. My physio is a massive Richmond supporter. I know she'd be very jealous of your job.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time on Chicks Talking Footy, and we'd love to continue the conversation as more becomes apparent around women's injuries in football and that kind of thing. But thanks so much.
No worries.